Today, the House Appropriations Committee is expected to vote to slash funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting by 25%, or $100 million. The measure would then move to the full House. The move to cut CPB funding comes at a time of heightened scrutiny of the corporation and concern over whether it's becoming increasingly partisan. The CPB is financed by taxpayer dollars. It in turn helps subsidize PBS and NPR member stations and programs. The CPB's Republican chairman, Kenneth Tomlinson, has been actively pursuing ways to correct what he sees as liberal bias in public broadcasting. Today, the New York Times reports that CPB investigators are checking into the propriety of payments made to Republican lobbyists by the corporation. Stephen Labaton wrote that story and joins us. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Stephen, this involves $15,000 in payments to two Republican lobbyists. Tell us who they are and what they were paid to do.
The two Republican lobbyists are Mark Busey, a former senior aide to John McCain, and Brian Darling, who worked briefly for Senator Mel Martinez of Florida. Corporation officials say that they were retained to give advice in trying to stop a bill last year, which did ultimately die, which the stations had wanted in order to get more representation on the board of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
And what would be wrong with those payments? Why are they the subject of this investigation?
Well, the corporation for many years has said that they are not permitted to hire lobbyists in order to lobby for particular measures or push for measures. And the other members of the board of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting didn't know about these contracts. Now, they, corporation officials say that these two lobbyists did not do any specific lobbying, but were primarily consulting on strategy. But coming in the maelstrom, the political maelstrom now surrounding the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Inspector General is looking closely to see whether these contracts were not proper.
Now, if the board didn't know about the contracts, who did? Who authorized them?
Well, Ken Tomlinson directly ordered the hiring of Brian Darling, and Mark Busey came at the recommendation of his predecessor, who remains on the board, but Mr. Tomlinson also knew about him being hired as well.
Now, those are two contracts. You also write about payments of about $14,000 that were made to a man hired to monitor the political leanings of guests on the program Now with Bill Moyers. What have you learned about those payments?
We had reported last month that Tomlinson had signed or had an agreement to secretly get reports on the political leanings on the Bill Moyers show. And we now know that it was $14,000 in contracts, that it went to a man in Indiana named Fred Mann, and that Tomlinson himself had actually signed that contract, which is pretty unusual, and the other board members didn't know about it.
Have any of the board members said anything about how they feel about these contracts and the fact that they may not have known about them?
Publicly, they have not said anything. Privately, some of them have confronted Mr. Tomlinson, and some of them are now expressing some concern privately about the direction of the corporation. And that may come to a head next week when the board is actually going to be meeting.
Now, what sort of concerns are they expressing, or what are you hearing about that?
The biggest concern now is whether the corporation is becoming too politicized. Ken Tomlinson says that he's done what he's done in order to ensure what he says is a necessary balance on public television and public radio. And his critics are saying that he's trying to move the organization too far to the right, politicizing it, and that's the concerns that they've raised.
What are the political affiliations of the board members?
The board right now consists of five Republicans, two Democrats, and an independent.
You mentioned that the CPB board meeting is coming up next week. What have you heard about the tenor of what that meeting is likely to be, and how acrimonious are relations at this point among members of the board?
It's promising to probably be a contentious meeting, but events are still unfolding. Mr. Tomlinson said in an interview with us in late April that his top choice to be the next president, that's the senior staff position of the corporation, is a woman named Patricia Harrison, who is a former co-chairwoman of the Republican National Committee and is currently an assistant secretary of state. The public radio and television stations have sent many letters in to the board asking that the decision be postponed or that Ms. Harrison not be appointed because it would be seen as a potential political choice and one that might be troublesome.
Well, Stephen Labaton, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Stephen Labaton is a reporter with The New York Times.